This third Sunday of Easter, we have this beautiful passage of the apparition of Jesus on the road to Emmaus. And for me, it's one of my favorite resurrection passages. Perhaps it's the way that Jesus goes out and meets them. Perhaps it's the way that he explains the scriptures to them, the reference to the Eucharist. There's so many things that come together in this moment. And it all happens on the way. And there's this word that in the first letter of Peter that we heard in the second reading, where he talks about how we are sojourners. Sojourners on the way. We are pilgrims. We're walking with the Lord. We're heading somewhere. And I think that's the first thing to highlight this evening, that we are all pilgrims. We're all going somewhere. Oftentimes we find ourselves in those moments of pilgrimage, moments when we're in between things, the moments we've been in between stages of life, going from college to work, maybe in between jobs, maybe a relationship's getting serious and we're working towards marriage, or so many different moments in our lives when we have these transition moments, when we have hopes and perhaps even more importantly, expectations of what that's going to be like. And we continue walking on this journey, and sometimes it isn't exactly the way that we expect it. And something like that happened to these two disciples who were walking along. And the interesting thing is that they had all of the knowledge. After Jesus asked them, "What are they talking about?" they knew everything. They had the full summary of knowledge. Some of the women went to the tomb early in the morning. They didn't find Jesus' body. Some angels showed up and they said, "You know, he's not here, he's risen." Some of our guys went, they saw an empty tomb, they didn't see him, so we left Jerusalem. What? What are you guys doing leaving Jerusalem? This just got really interesting. Angels are appearing to women early in the morning and saying that Jesus has risen from the dead, and you're leaving? What is going on? What's happening in these guys' hearts that they're walking away from Jerusalem? And it's interesting because they have knowledge, but they haven't encountered him yet. And the same thing can happen to us. Oftentimes, especially certain personalities, we can think, okay, if I've got the knowledge of all of this, that should be enough, right? I'm listening to the right podcasts. I'm watching the right YouTube channels. I've got the right reels on Instagram, my TikTok. I've got all of the information. So I'm doing the Catholic thing right. I've got it all. But then a temptation comes up. Someone invites us to go to a place that we know is not a place that we should be going to. And last time we went there, we went down the wrong path. And I've got this head knowledge. And then it seems like I get this little wimpy temptation that comes and I just fall flat on my face and go down this path that I shouldn't be going down. And I'm like, oh man, I did it again. Jesus comes into their lives. And it's amazing. They walked for 7 miles with the risen Son of God and they didn't realize who they were walking with. We'll get to that in a second. But Jesus comes up and he says, "What are you talking about?" As if he had no idea what was going on. "What cave have you been living in?" Well, I was actually in a cave for 3 days, so it's been a little while. I'm just catching up on the news. He knew everything. But he wants to know what's in their hearts. Not because he doesn't know it, but because he wants them to understand what's going on. I think probably afterwards when he met with them, he's like, "Do you guys realize that you had all the information? Why were you going away from Jerusalem?" And maybe the apostles talked about that among themselves in this kind of side conversations. Maybe Chosen will get to that someday in the Gospel according to Chosen. But perhaps what was going on there was Jesus was just trying to get them to understand, okay, where are you at? Why are you walking in this direction, away from Jerusalem, away from where things are happening? And he finds out where they are, or allows them to recognize, to speak through things before he comes in. He doesn't just blast into the conversation and say, hey, I'm risen, I'm here. This is the explanation of the scriptures that you may or may not have been looking for, and I'm just going to shove this down your throat. No, he wants to know really how they are. He's one of those people that when he asks you, how are you doing today? He wants the full answer. And they had 7 miles to speak to him about that. And then he begins to open the scriptures once he's opened their heart. And oftentimes there's a space in our heart that we need to speak to him. There's something that we're wrestling with that we need to actually speak to the Lord about, that we need to open up. Perhaps our expectations that have been shattered about something that we were expecting, our hopes that have been dashed. Maybe we need to speak to him about that. Maybe that's what he's waiting for, to be able to set our hearts on fire again. And we see that, and he begins explaining it. And it would have been great to have an iPhone and just given it to the disciples on the road to Emmaus. Like, could you have recorded that so that we could have Jesus' explanation of the entire scriptures? I know for theology class, that would have been great in seminary. You know, the 7 mile, maybe 2 hours, maybe in 2 hour long class, is like that. Jesus just summarized the whole thing. That's all we have to study. Instead, we have to study like 3 years and all these other different authors. It's like, if we just had Jesus's. But there's actually something wrong with that, because it would be just another podcast. Because it's a personalized message for them. And as much as we would desire to be on the road to Emmaus and have Jesus explain that to us, well, here you're stuck with the priest every Sunday trying to do his best. But the Holy Spirit has been sent to us to bring that message into our lives. We actually are on the road to Emmaus. Every time we come to Mass, we are in that road. Every time we come to the Mass, we are in the place where the Holy Spirit, where the Lord is going to speak to us, to bring the scriptures, to bring to what we just heard into your personal life today. That's what it means to come to Mass. That is what it means to enter into prayer. That's what it means to walk with the Lord. And these disciples, they're walking along. It's getting towards evening. Jesus makes as if he's going to go on and elicits this beautiful prayer that's so simple but so powerful at the same time. Stay with us. Stay with us, Lord. And it's when they can formulate that prayer that they bring to him, they want to be with him. It isn't about the knowledge anymore. It's not that they're asking him, pumping him for more information. Remain with us. Stay with us. We need your presence. When they do that, he enters in, and they recognize him in the breaking of the bread. And the Eucharist, the Mass in the early church, was called the breaking of the bread. It was a popular term that everyone used. When they referred to the breaking of the bread, they knew that they meant the Eucharist. They knew that it was the moment that Jesus was transforming the bread and wine into his body and blood. And so today, for us as well, we echo that prayer. And as we bring these desires, the desire to walk with Jesus, the desire to bring him into our challenges, our difficulties in our day-to-day, we too, as we receive the Eucharist today, can say to him, Lord, come into my heart. Lord, remain with me. Mane nobiscum, Domine.